Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life. Life Conversations works with people to increase their organizational and individual potential by assisting them in identifying habits, attitudes, beliefs, and expectations that hinder their performance professionally and socially. Life Conversations is committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be.
When I was young, I knew something was wrong. My mother would forget to pick me up from school.
Drugs and alcohol may make you forget your problems.
My mother got help, and because of recovery, she is here for me.
Hi, Mom.
You ready? Let's go.
For drug and alcohol treatment for you or someone you love, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Snickerdoodle, shortbread, fudgy nut bar. How many cheeks? Snickerdoodle, shortbread, fudgy nut bar. How many cheeks in the cookie jar? One.
Dad, you're supposed to jump over the rope.
One more time.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
If you think depression is all in a person's head, you're right. It's a brain illness. And like other illnesses, it has symptoms. A person suffering from depression might feel sad, empty, or numb. They might sleep more or less, eat a lot, or not at all, or show little interest in participating in ordinary activities. Mood swings, including anger and sadness, are common. They're often tired and have a hard time concentrating or making decisions. Depression can make those who suffer from it feel hopeless. It can even lead to suicide. If you see the symptoms of depression, get that person to a doctor. With medical help, depression can be treated and suicide can be prevented. Learn how to stop depression from taking another life. Call SAVE, Suicide Awareness Voices of Education, 1-888-511-SAVE, on the web at save.org.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio.
Giving a voice back to the community. To the community. To the community. To the community. To the
then you came my way.
When your life is bound in chain, when you feel bound in chain, you want to be free, you want to stretch, you want to expand, you want to taste your goodness that you've always sensed from a child. And you're seeking a place, someone, something, an idea, a thought, a prayer to set you free. Guess what? You are in the right place. And State of Man is reminding you that we will be the catalyst to set you free, to set yourself free. State of Man, bound in chains. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning. Good day to you wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and you make a difference. You make a difference. We're grateful for you being here, for sharing your time with us, with yourself. This is so much more than just listening to a radio show. This is about your own spiritual growth and transformation. I am grateful that you said yes. We're saying yes together, and we are co-creating. Life is good. It's getting better. State of Man, the music. The song was Bound in Chains. And if you want to find out more about John Stringer, my brother, and his group, you can go to their website, stateofmanmusic.com, stateofmanmusic.com, and you can also download their songs on iTunes. I am so excited. Doesn't take much, but I'm excited. Doesn't matter if it takes much or little, I'm excited. That's all that matters. Life is good. Let's give you some quick announcements here. I want to welcome all of you in the chat room. I want to lay hands on all the stuff that's going on technically here, because all is well. You know, no matter what, all is well. We welcome you, those of you listening on the computer, those of you listening on the phone line, those of you listening to the archive. Thank you, thank you. Maybe you've listened to the show again, and you just said, I got to come back and listen to that show because I want to hear something that Linda said, or Life Coach Ade said. Thank you for listening again and standing for your own transformation. Quick announcements here. What's the date? Where are we? I don't know. But I do know that you need to check out lifeconversationsmedia.com. Lifeconversationsmedia.com. Lots of information on there, but especially check out the upcoming guests. I just come here all the time to see who I'm interviewing because Betty has been working behind the scenes. Of course, as you know, we've got Linda Howe with us today. And then on Thursday, we have Lisa Williams, a renowned medium, clairvoyant, author, speaker. So if you've got somebody in the other side of the realm that you keep feeling and you want to make contact with them, just want some clarity, you know, make sure you join us. That's Thursday, that's 17th, November 17th. But there's a lot of guests on there on the website. I'm not going to go through them because today's show is not about an announcement. It's about teaching and sharing and growing and having fun. You can do that by yourself. Last Wednesday of the month, I think we're closed. No, we're not. I don't know. What's today's date? Wow, I don't know where I'm at. I'm just in a... Anyway, I might as well tell you, those of you listening for the first time, welcome to the world of Life Coach Ade. I thought we were at the end of the month. I don't know. But anyway, last Wednesday of the month, we have Conscious Parenting with my co-host, Michelle Brown Stafford, and that's 12 p.m. Eastern. And then 2 p.m. Eastern on the same day, last Wednesday of the month, we have Ancestral Blueprints with Lisa Iverson. So we got a lot going on coming up. We got guests coming up. So thank you. Make sure you check it out. Bookmark the website. Check out the calendar. And what else? Something, but I can't think what it is. I can feel it. Yeah, I can feel it. Yeah, Betty, yeah, something's going on over here, but she said I popped out of the chat room. I am out of the chat room, but let's see if I can pop back in. Stuff is going on, but we understand. We understand what's going on. See, when you understand what's going on in your life, you won't trip. You just trust. There's no need to trip. You can just trust. You just let life happen. And so, anyway, I'm taking care of that. Let me pull up my guest's information about her just a tad bit, because you got to check out her website to find out more about what she's doing. And today, I don't want to waste too much time. I want to get in, because I have questions. I've always thought of Akashic Records, healing through the Akashic Records. That's what we're talking about today. We're not doing readings, and if you choose to leave because you heard that, be careful before you go. I know some people popped out when they realized we're not doing readings, but you know, you're always at the right place at the right time. And if you just stick around just a little, you might just get the answer. You can just, okay, if you really want a reading, pretend the conversation we're having is a reading, okay? Because it's all about how you interpret what's going on, okay? let's see. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on lifeconversationsradio.com. We're here Monday to Thursday, 12 to 1:30 p.m. Eastern. And we take calls, we chat with you in the chat room, and I don't know what else we do because my head is going back and forth, and I can't even think of what I'm trying to pull up. Okay, let's do this. This will work. This helps me. It's the energy. It's okay. Be gentle with yourself. But I know somebody who can help me be grounded, so because we need to remember who we are. Let's do this. And I am grateful that I have more than one computer in front of me. I am so grateful. I am so thankful that when one decides to meditate without my permission, I can still keep the show going. Come on now, work with me. Come on, Carly, where are you? It's okay. All is well. The universe is just slowing us down. I know everybody's eager to hear the conversation. We're getting still. Ready? This is who you are. This is who I am.
I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. I am peace. I am here. I am strong. I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God. I am you. I am healed. I am love. I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. And I am free.
When you remember that truth about you, there's no need to trip. You're wonderful, you're whole, you're free. You are the delight of God. That's Carly Jackson. You can find her on Facebook. Carly, CARLLIE Jackson, JAXEN. Not the regular Jackson, it's a different kind of Jackson. Carly Jackson. Now, Linda Howe is my guest today. She is the founder and director of the Center of Akashic Studies and the leading expert in the field of Akashic Studies. Having studied a full spectrum of spiritual traditions, Linda utilizes guided meditation and visualization for personal empowerment and consciousness development. She teaches in-person and teleconference classes and is on the faculty of Omega Institute, Infinity Foundation, Daily Om, Circle of Wisdom, and Sounds True Publishing. If you just know about Omega Institute, that tells you a lot about Linda. But she's on the Infinite Foundation, the Daily Om Foundation, not Foundation, but whatever it is, Daily Om, Circles of Wisdom, and the Sounds True, presents Linda Howe. Yes, if you just know those organizations, that tells you a lot about Linda. She is the author of the award-winning breakthrough books and 6 CD. Audio set, How to Read the Akashic Records. She also has another 6 CD called Healing Through the Akashic Records. And she has a book as well, same title. So much. So anyway, I'm ready to jump into the records of this moment. And here will be downloaded through and as us. Let me bring on my guest. I think I'm back in alignment. I know I can feel it. Hello, Linda. How are you doing?
Well, I'm wonderful. I'm wonderful, and I'm delighted to be here today. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. So I can feel, I don't know if you can feel the energy, but there's something going on. But we're going to keep it going. So the first question, let's keep it going. Your phone does have a static now that it didn't have when we talked before the show, but let's keep going and see what happens. Let's just see what happens. So my first question that I want to ask you is, who are you? Who is Linda Howe?
I do know that's a first. Okay. You know, there are like a million ways to answer this question. This is a great question. But here's what's important at the moment, right? Do you know, at this point in time, I am the vehicle through which the Akashic consciousness is being made available to ordinary people like you and I and our friends, people who have known somewhere deep inside that there is an ancient, eternal, and very imminent truth about who we are, and that is that we are good, right? And that the journey of our soul through time and space is about embracing, discovering first, and then embracing the essential truth of our own goodness, the goodness of everyone else, and the goodness of all of life. And to that end, I have been on the path for longer than I care to admit. You know, but it's true, right? It's true. And really, one of the driving questions in my life has been, you know, how can I live my life from a place where I not only am, where I know not just about God, but I know God. I want to live my life from that place where knowledge, wisdom, right, where wisdom and compassion and life itself intersect. Okay, because that's what has driven my quest, you know, and my quest started very consciously, you know, in the late 70s, and it was my early 20s, the late 70s, right? It's like, oh my God, these decades, they all get so confusing. I had what was for me a very profound spiritual experience, and I know so many of us have. And in my life, I really thought that if I just did everything right, you know, I was just going to, if I could just manage well, right, that I would have a sense of fullness and completeness. And you know, I did the best I could. And I woke up one day and I realized I had done everything right. And yet I found myself with an incredible sense of spiritual longing and emptiness and the void. And I prayed. I prayed the prayer of desperation, right? And sure enough, within a few weeks, I came upon a moment in my life in which I had the awareness that who I am, the Linda the person, is one with everything, right? I'm one with the trees, I'm one with traffic, I'm one with all that is. And in that moment, I felt not only known, but loved. And even better than that, I felt liked. I felt like the universe liked me. Now, love is great. Love is great, right? Of course, we love love. But liking, oh my God, it was captivating. And in that moment, I did not want to live my life without that. And I proceeded to explore everything. Because what could be more fun, right? And I did. Mm-hmm. And at every step along the way, of course, everything contributed to me. Everything. And by 1994, I found myself learning about the Akashic Record, which was interesting because I have to tell you, the word. Listen, I'm from Chicago. What is this Akashic Record? I mean, this is like, you know what I'm saying. It's like, wait a second, what is this word? All I know is the sound of the word, Akashic, somehow spoke to me. And what's very interesting, Akasha is a Sanskrit word. And what it means is primary substance, that from which all things are formed. Mm. And I tell you, it was compelling. So I learned how to read the Akashic Record. And in that experience, in the sacred prayer tradition, right, which is the tradition, there's a lot of ways to get in the record, but in that tradition, it's through the use of a repetitive prayer. because we know how powerful words are, right? They develop a structure through which energy can flow. And sure enough, by doing this, by engaging in this practice, I found myself closer to that experience I had in my early 20s of being known, loved, and liked, having access to infinite wisdom, compassion, and life force. And that was in 1994. I started teaching the records in 1996. And now, you know, it's 2011. How the heck did this happen? But the thing is this, the Akashic Record, you know, I had been brought up to believe that, you know, the Akashic Record was really not for ordinary people. This was a realm for scholars and mystics and saints. And it was kind of like forbidden, right? It was very elitist. And that is, you know, and it has been used for centuries by holy men, right? And that's all good. That's all good. But because of the time we're in, you know, what we need to navigate and to, I want to say, to be exalted, right? To really be in the highest possible place with regard to this really amazing spiritual revolution that's underway. That we need spiritual resources that can help us to not only get through, to barely make it through, but really to mm-hmm. rise above and to transcend and to enjoy. So mm-hmm. So that's really some of that. And what the Akashic Record is the Akashic Record, it's a vibrational archive of every soul and their journey. So that means we're all in it. We're all in it. Of course we're all in it. It is a soul-level dimension of consciousness. So, I mean, we know about dimensions of consciousness, right? But it's the soul level. So when we talk about working in the records, we talk, it's really the purpose is to have a more conscious relationship with our very own soul. That's mm-hmm. it's right. It's like it's in a way it's so simple, do you know? And it really is. And there are two parts. Everybody's records, your records, my records, all of our records have two components. Okay, the first is fixed, and it is the essential blueprint of your soul. It's the who you are of who you are, right? Has been since the moment of inception. That is not changing. And that is really good, right? This is a good thing. We don't want it to change. You know, there's, mm-hmm. it's okay. But this is the constant. So when people talk about the records as being like, oh my God, the Akashic Record, it's set in stone. Well, you know, that's absolutely true. There is a dimension of the record set in stone, and it's the blueprint of who you are at the level of your soul. And then there's a part of it that is evolving, and that is the catalog. It's like the chronicles of you, right? It's the catalog of the lifetimes you live through which you become aware of who you are at the level of the blueprint. So we see working in the Akashic Record, it is the story of who we are, individually and collectively. It is the story of us waking up to our own goodness in any and all circumstances, you know, lifetime after lifetime. And we know in some lifetimes, you know, in some lifetimes, it's easy to know your goodness. It's very easy if you're a philanthropist or you're a, you know, successful brain surgeon, you're saving right. lives. Very easy to know you're good. But it's, mm-hmm. you know, can I know my own goodness, you know, if I'm robbing a bank? Can I know my own goodness if I'm sick? Can I know that there is that within me that cannot be extinguished no matter what's happening on the human level? Mm-hmm. It is a remarkable resource for transformation.
Yes, I mean, and as I listen to you, there's so much that you shared in there. And I want to go back to when you went through your experience of really want to know God, not just know about God, and the distinction between God loving you, but God liking you. And I think we know that some of us are working on it, but innately at the soul level, we know love is the most powerful sort of force in the universe. But there's something powerful about being liked. And I was reading your story this morning, and I'm thinking, you know, that makes a difference. We can say God loves me. I can say God loves me, but do I believe God likes me? Because this is two different things. And it's something that that we work on. And I want to ask you, for you, did the Akashic Record help you realize that God likes you? Or is it just through
Absolutely.
Your...
Absolutely.
Okay.
Because I'll tell you what, here's what's so interesting. You know, the records are, I want to say they're personality neutral, right? I mean, it's not like one guide, right? It's not like a certain teacher. That's not what it is. It's a body of energy, right? Which is very Aquarian age, right? Because we have these unseen helpers working in groups, not known by their personalities, but known by their qualities, known by their results, known by their fruits, yeah? But see, in the space of the record, of the Akashic atmosphere, my personal experience has been one of profound acceptance, overwhelming. And it's not smarmy. Do you know what I mean? It's not smarmy. It's very real. I know in my experience with the records going in, And actually, this is what ended up transpiring that brought me to write my second book on the healing through the records. Is that, you know, so I'd be having a problem. You know, I'm the my partner and I have a son, and you know, he's a wonderful kid, but you know, raising kids is one heck of a spiritual path. And along the way, right, I go into my records, and I'm like, oh my God. Goodness, this is, first of all, it's harder than I thought it would be. And it's like, you know, my questions about my own, you know, how can I, as a parent, support this soul, support this kid, so that he can become his best? How do I do that without having him run amok? How do I do this? And how do I have more resilience, and how do I be more elastic? How do I find, right, how to discipline without snuffing out his light? How do I do that, right? So I go in for spiritual guidance about parenting, and I have to tell you something. No matter what, I would have this, what I would get is, well, of course you're struggling with this. This is what people struggle with. I have never gotten in the records anything, even remotely close to, you know, what's the matter with you or shame on you. Never. Mm-hmm. It's always been, well, of course, this is hard stuff. And of course you're frustrated. And of course you don't know. Of course. And I have to tell you, this has blown my mind. And so there's always this underlying sense that no matter what I do, it's okay. Now, I'm not saying there's a sanction for, you know, bad behavior, but there's this profound sense that, do you know what, like, yeah, Linda, we like you, and we want you to do well, and we're going to help you. See, which is really been so personally very helpful to me and to my students and the people that I work with. Because, see, anybody that I work with, you know, I do readings for people, and they come to me, and I have to tell you, what we see in the records is to see a situation from the point of view of the soul. And that is the point of view. The spiritual perspective is the perspective of love and understanding. So to see people in their circumstances through the light is ultimately very liberating. There's no condemnation. That's something we made up because, you know, people, we're like, hey, you know, we've all been raised to think that it's great to be critical, that it's a sign that we're smart, you know. It's like, no, it's a sign that we're scared. That's all that is. So,
right. You know, yeah. I want to take a quick break. And when we come back, I want to ask you, because when you talk, I love that, when you said vibrational archive of every soul. And from an intellectual perspective, I think of an archive, a place where I can find out all the information I need about me, about, yeah, but in this case, about my soul, my life, the life that I've experienced in the past and the one I'm experiencing now. But I want to talk about how just going back and reading the record will heal. How does that heal? When we come back, I wanted to talk about that, because it seems from an intellectual perspective, okay, I look at the records, how my life is turning out. You know, I'm kind of making it, I'm struggling, but how does that actually bring about healing? So when we come back, we'll talk about that. We are talking to, having a conversation with Linda Howe. The number is 347-426-3346. We are taking your questions. We'll take your questions in the chat room. You can call in, which is not doing readings, but you can ask questions that pertain to you. Maybe you can share your experience, and she can guide you. She's the author of How to Read the Akashic Records, Accessing the Archives of the Soul and Its Journey. So this gives you an opportunity to do your own reading. I know sometimes, I know for me, when I was looking at the book, I'm like, yeah, it's nice to know how to do my own, but I want to go to an expert. It's all part of acceptance and trusting our own guidance. But all of that, all the questions you have, 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. And make sure, while I'm taking this quick break, check out Linda's website. It's lindahowe.com, Linda, H-O-W-E.com. You can find out more about her. And everyone will be right back.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Mom?
Dad, it's me.
We need to talk about sex.
I know you don't want to.
You think I'm too young.
You're afraid if we talk about sex, I'll no longer be your little muffin head.
Your pookie bear.
Your Lammy Lumpkins.
Your Bubby Chubs.
But come on, talk to me about sex. Tell me you want me to wait. Sure, it'll change our relationship.
It'll make us closer.
I know you want me to wait to have sex. So don't wait to tell me. Talk to me.
Tell me to wait.
And guess what? If you go to 4parents.gov, you can get help on how to talk with me about sex.
Look, this is important. Come on, Dad.
Let's do this, Mom. Talk to me about sex.
Tell me to wait.
And don't worry. I'll always be your little muffin head. Your ginger snap. Your pumpkin face.
Your butterbean.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and this station.
Hello there. My name is Michelle Brown Stafford, child prodigy mom and parental involvement activist, urging parents to get involved in their children's education. At the age of 13, our son, Stephen Stafford, became the youngest ever to enroll as a full-time regular student in Morehouse College's 150-year history. This occurred only after well-meaning educators failed to identify our son's gifts in the classroom. Knowing who our son was, my husband and I got involved and prevented Stephen from falling through the educational cracks. So parents, get involved. Stay involved. Your child's potential is definitely worth it.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
That always burn. Can I walk?
Yes, yes, yes. Sherry Marie supporting us as she reminds us to allow the winds of change, the winds of transformation to carry us away to that place where we really know who we are, the essence of who we are. Love when Linda said, where is it, that the Akashic Record simply means the primary substance from which all things are formed, and that includes you. Imagine going back to the primary substance from which you were formed. Life is good, it's getting better. The number is 347-426-3346. And this is Sherry Marie. We're going to go back to the conversation in a sec. Sherry Marie, if you want to find out more about her. Sherry Marie, you can find her on Facebook. Sherry, C-H-E-R-I, Marie, M-A-R-I-E. And on Facebook, not.com. On Facebook, yes, number 347-426-3346. Taking care of some technical stuff here behind the scenes. Soul 37 said, Sherry Marie, love her. It's nice to see someone in the chat room who knows about Sherry. Rebecca, welcome. Kamau, welcome. Teresa, Vanilla, Silent Sisters, Aisha, Kathleen, who else is in the house? All the Silent Sisters, guys. Yes, stay with us. We're working on something real quick. Linda will be back. She's here. The number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Let's do it. Hi, Sherry. We'll be back. Yeah, actually, you take this for a while. We'll take care of the morning. We'll be right back. Indeed, we're going to fly away. We're going to fly deep into our consciousness. We're going to go back to that primary substance from which all things are formed. We're going back to you. We're taking you back to the essence of who you are. And Linda Howe is here to support you. The question I asked Linda earlier, we want to talk about, I want to know, for you, my listeners and for myself, how is it that, you know, just going back and looking at a record? I mean, going back and looking at a record. I'm talking about now. I got issues right now, Linda. And you say looking at your record would bring about healing. Please tell us how. Linda, how? I have to do that.
I know. It isn't. I know it's irresistible. That's all right.
Yeah. Okay. Wide open. I have to do that.
I know. That's cool. So listen. So this is a wonderful question. It's really wonderful because in a way it's really baffling. Like at the mental level, it's baffling. But let me tell you something. In the Akasha, when I open my own records or I open yours, you know, the only time that exists in reality is now. That's it. This is it, right? It's the moment. In the records, we always start with the present, because if the power is anywhere, it's only here now, right? So we start with now. And it's really quite brilliant to understand that your ordinary questions, be they about your health or your relationships or maybe family of origin, the ever popular, right? Or maybe work and money and creativity, all of our ordinary human pursuits, these are the paths through which we discover and encounter the divine. Now, from a records point of view, Once we make a shift, from our ordinary state of consciousness. In the saying of the prayer, I work with the pathway prayer process to access the heart of the records, right? Because we want things to be anchored in compassion, yes? So, mm-hmm. So in the saying of the prayer, two things happen. One is, as the reader, as the practitioner, I become more receptive because it's a safe, it's like a sanctuary, yeah? And in that safety, I am naturally more receptive, which you know, receptivity is the key to the spiritual life. Okay. So that happens.
I know that,
and
right.
Then, and then the other thing that happens is I call up one set of records at a time. Okay, so I call up my records, your records, who's ever records. And then what happens is in this space, right, anything, we always start with the present. So let's say there's an issue with a, I don't know, you know, maybe issue with a parent or a sibling or something, a family of origin. I ask the question, I ask questions about my difficulties. And I want to know what is the true nature of this problem. And I want to know the origin. Now, from a records point of view, the past, present, and future are all equally available. Yes, everything is available now, but we don't need everything that ever happened now. If anything, that'd blow our circuits. I mean, that's it's a glamorous idea, but it's useless. Do you see what is beneficial? We're talking about using the record, using this dimension as a crucible for personal transformation, right? And so I ask about my issue. Let's say it's an issue with a parent. Oh, I'm struggling with an issue with my mother. But, see, from a records point of view, whether this problem started yesterday or 1,500 years ago, it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter. An unresolved problem, you know, see, because the journey, our journey through time is to make peace with who have I been in other times and places, right? And to actually have compassion for myself and everyone else. See, that's the game. And so I can ask about what the situation with the mother is today and find out that the problem 1,500 years ago, right? And that I was intolerant then. Or, you know what I mean, I was impatient. Patience is an issue of mine, right? I was very impatient. Mm-hmm. And so I'm in a situation with her now where my opportunity, the opportunity for my spiritual growth is patience. Okay? And this isn't going to change. I mean, you know, what I've seen in the records is like, oh, my goodness, we've been working on this for 1,500 years. This isn't going to change until I change. Because it's not about changing other people. See, the records are not about, you know, getting on top of life and punching it in the nose. No. The records are about aligning, conscious alignment, yes, with my own soul, right? And then aligning, being in alignment with the divine. And then in harmony with all beings. So the idea is not to like, it's not like to beat the dealer or to win the game. The idea is to, do you understand this? Energetically, it's a very different process. It's about moving into the process of the revelation of life itself.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Not about getting life to do what I want. Listen, I've tried that and have failed miserably.
right. I like
that.
Not about getting life to do what I want, but being able to see from a broader perspective to see what life is doing through and as me now, rather than me trying to control life, to be in alignment with the life that is living through me. Yeah, I definitely get that.
That's exactly it.
Go ahead.
Okay, no, you go.
Yeah, I mean, because that's what I'm getting here. And I have another question here that pops up for me before we go take call. You teach people how to read their own Akashic records. And I've actually heard a teacher who said everybody is not allowed to read the Akashic records. And if you do, if you try and tap into it, you're going to take on the karma of everybody or the person you're reading. And for me, I remember hearing them like, okay, I hear you, but that's not my reality. I think if it's
See, that's the old idea. That's the old idea. First of all, that everyone, that each individual is not entitled to a more conscious relationship with their own soul. That's bunk.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yes, okay.
I
don't happen to, I think that's the old idea, and I think it was very fashionable because, you know, we love the idea that we're, like, more spiritually evolved than others and that we're, you know, I mean, it's a very seductive idea because it makes us feel so dang important, but it also, it keeps us separate. And, you know, the age of separation is over. We are in the age of unity, unity with self, unity with others, conscious unity with the divine. That is what 2012 is all about, and this is a way to do it. Now, the other thing is, here's the other. The fact of the matter is, I couldn't take on your karma if I wanted to. That is, like, the most ridiculous. The law has it that each is unto themselves. No one, there's no, that is, first of all, it's an energetic impossibility to take on someone else's karma unless it's yours to take on. Now, if it's mine to take it on, I will, of course.
Exactly.
But,
exactly.
I mean, it's the law. See, we're not, this is not about, we can't, there are a few basic laws that we just can't, I mean, try as we might. We can't turn them upside down. And no one can give me their karma. I mean, that's insane.
This is like, no.
Anyway, but, I mean, obviously.
I understand. I normally disagree when I heard that.
I want to mention here,
we all have access to the source. We all have access to, how you described the Akashic Record, the primary substance from which all things are formed. I am an extension of that primary substance. So how come I can have access to it? And I also get that we cannot experience anything that we're not a vibrational match to. So I'm thankful for what you bring to the planet, to this world, and to people, so that we can start to take on being control of our own transformation. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on lifeconversationsradio.com. The topic is Healing Through the Akashic Record. My guest is Linda Howe. And the number is 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. We've got a question in the chat room, Linda. And the question is, I thought one had to go to where the records are, to where the records are kept, to get a reading. Can we, so there's two-part questions, actually. Rebecca in the chat room wants to know, I thought we had to go to where the records are to get a reading. And the other part of the question is, can we change our path, or is it set in stone?
This is great. Okay, first of all, Rebecca, thank you for asking these questions. You know, it's great. You're bringing these things up. Because here's the idea. First of all, there's nowhere to go. Every spot has within it, all of eternity lives within each and every atom. So there's nowhere to go. See, the issue is not going somewhere or even having it come to us. The issue is being awake to it. It's about the expansion of awareness, consciously, responsibly, and deliberately engaging. So there's nowhere to go. Okay? It's about a subtle shift in perception. Okay? That's all it takes. And the thing that 9 out of 10 people say to me is like, oh, I know what this is. I've touched this before. You know, it's like touching the hem of the garment, you know, right? You know, people are like, oh, I know this. And it's like, of course you know it. It's your own soul. Of course you know it. The distinction is that we are in a time where random encounters with infinite, right, with the infinite core, the infinite kernel, right, that those random encounters are insufficient for most of us who are so hungry. We are hungry for the lifeline that will enable us to navigate these really unusual and beautiful times. See, the great shift in our age is the age from external, right, through religion, through external structures, we hoped to have internal experiences. And what we have found out thousands of years later is that for 85% of us, that doesn't work. 15% it does, but then there's the rest of us. So the record to working in this way is consciously, responsibly, and deliberately engaging with an internal dimension of consciousness through which we can experience an internal, right, reality. We can make this internal connection. So that's the first part of it. There's nowhere to go. So thank you. I'm sorry. What was the second piece of this?
The second part of
About changing our past.
Let me
tell you something in the records. This is, first of all, there's no reason to change anything. See, I think, from a records point of view, the records are governed by three absolute principles, okay? The first is fear not. Then judge not, and then resist not. Now, in practice, it's fear less, right? Judge less, resist less, because we're all evolving, yes? And so, what we see the spiritual perspective, when I see from the soul that every experience, everything I've ever said, done, like that, every experience I've ever had has been for my good, for me to know my own goodness and the goodness of all others. I begin to understand, I begin to recognize that even those times when my behavior has really been atrocious, I've said and done some stupid things, but you know what? It's okay. It's okay. See, this is not a moral, it's not like a moral code. What it is it's about a spiritual truth. And when I see the truth of the journey through time, there's no reason to change anything. We're not healing by the records, right? It's not like we go into the records and blah, we're healed. What we're doing is the healing is through the records. By being in this dimension of consciousness, by seeing myself and others in a variety of circumstances, and being able to see that the light of the soul is inextinguishable by any human behavior, no matter how horrific, that's the healing. And that is a game changer. So we're not fixing, changing, and adjusting. Because once truth is revealed, when truth is revealed and known in the heart, all behavior self-corrects. you understand this? When the spiritual distress, right? We can't. It's not about, I mean, it's a very interesting thing. It's not about going into the records and the records healing us and making us different. See, the problem is that we don't know our own goodness. And we have whole religions built on this, that we are born with a blight on our soul. I mean, we've got thousands of years of this kind of brainwashing. But see, that's all right, because that's all we believed. That was the best we could believe about ourselves. And now it's like, oh, wait a second, maybe that's not true. Maybe it's not true.
Yeah. I know that's right.
Yeah, no, but you know what I'm saying? Am I making sense?
About myself is not true. 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. Once truth touches your consciousness, you will never be the same. Let's take a call. Celeste, how are you doing, my sister friend?
I am so happy on this Fake Me Out Spring Day in D.C. and grateful. Linda, today, hello. Linda, your name means beautiful. That's my mother's name. And the gift that you're offering today is very powerful. And you actually answered one of my questions already that I threw up on Facebook about being a vibrational alignment match. So thank you for that. Because we're not Facebook friends yet. But the question that I have for you is this. I'm tapping into energy. I find that when I allow my inner child to play, she brings me back more gifts than I even anticipated. So I think I'm having entertainment and I'm having fun, and I'm getting lessons and connections and making patterns to old stories. So I'm wondering, from your standpoint and the work that you've done, how important is it for us to get in touch with our younger selves, our play selves, to be able to tap into what you're speaking about today?
You know, Celeste, I got to tell you, you rock. This is
Thank you.
This is great. All right, now listen, this is very exciting. Now, from an Akashic perspective, the inner child is an aspect of the soul. Okay? And as we understand that, you know yourself from your own conscious, you're building a conscious relationship, right, with this dimension of yourself. And as you do so, as the trust is built, right, life changes. I mean, we change. Now, in my second book, Healing Through the Records, right, it's using the power of your sacred wounds to discover your soul's perfection. In my work, what I came upon is an expression of the soul that I've identified as the innermost self. It is very, I would say, we could make a case for inner child, absolutely, because the innermost self is that part of our soul, a part of our being that knows, that is fully aware of its divine nature. Okay? It is also, it is the protector, like the gatekeeper, for our most precious and valued inner resources. And it is the part of us that is, I want to say, you know, when we're little, it's the part of us that was there even when we were little, telling us, you know, whatever. Ongoing communication. It is the... It's like the sliver of our being that knows the truth and never forgets it. However, because, you know, we're all here, you know, we're learning, you know, whatever we're here doing. Most of us, many of us at this point in time are here to heal issues of self-abandonment and self-rejection. And so in order to transform that, we make a connection with the innermost self. And it's part of us that is all-knowing, and it's a bridge between the divine, right, between that divine awareness and our human experience. So, yeah, I mean, you're right there. I think our words are a little bit different. I think there are some subtle differences. But this is, see, in the work of, you know, transforming our relationships with ourselves, we're looking at, can I... First of all, am I aware of my innermost self? Okay? And Celeste, I mean, you're right there. Am I aware? Am I awake? Do I pay attention? Do I listen? And then, am I willing to get on my own side? Am I willing to be to myself what I really wish others would be to me? Can I extend to myself unconditional self-love? Right? Which is... which is really extending to ourselves compassion and understanding, no matter what. So no matter what, right? And that's a spiritual practice, the practice of, right? It is the holiest. It is a holy act to extend compassion to myself when I don't meet my own standards.
Holy act. When you extend compassion to yourself, that is so true. That is so true.
Wow. Thank you, my girl.
Thank you, Celeste. Keep you having fun.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh wow.
Thank you.
Okay, Vanilla Smile, I'm coming to you. There's a question, and actually, there's another question I have, and I'll go back to Rebecca. Rebecca in the chat room has another question. But when you talk about it's an holy act. When we extend compassion to ourselves, when we don't meet our own standards. Because that's what I wanted to ask you, this whole thing about, you know, someone might say, you know, I feel in my soul
that I should be doing much more, that I feel I'm here to be about transformation, to live abundantly. I just know it. Nobody can tell me otherwise. I feel it when I sit still, but somehow my current reality doesn't match what I feel deep in my soul. So when you talk about Akashic Record, it's about fear not, judge not, resist not. And someone presents that to you. How do we navigate that feeling of knowing? You don't know how you know, but it's this strong feeling.
I so get that. Listen, I have this too. I mean, I get. Mm. I totally get it. Here's what I have seen. I've seen this in the records. More times than I can count. Right.
Mm-hmm.
each and every one of us, we're all doing our best. And while it is true that we are infinite beings, we are also mortal. We are human beings, which I don't know if you've noticed, but it's really kind of wild to be a human being and to be to have an awakened spiritual consciousness to have an infinite consciousness in a finite vehicle is really challenging.
Mm-hmm.
Now, so the fact is that no matter what, I'm always doing my best. I may wish it was better, but see, I cannot get to the place of expressing the truth of my innermost self directly into the world. See, the question is, can I love myself even though I'm a mere mortal? That's the question. That is the question.
I know, that's right.
See, the thing is, yeah, I love it that I'm an infinite being. I am down with it. It's so fun. It's cool. But it's like, oh, my heavens, you know, I've got a teenager and a mortgage. You know, I need an oil change on my car. And that is the challenge of our age. We are the first generation, the first time in history where human beings are being asked to have this very expanded spiritual awareness and still be in these dense bodies. Mm. You know, before people with awareness like this, we'd all be in the monasteries. That's where we know each other
right.
from. Come on, we had
right.
a great time.
Right.
We didn't have to deal with life. Now the challenge is, can you do both? And so, see, I know, here's my other observation. I know that being hard on myself and calling myself names, disparaging names, has never been helpful. I'm going to tell you, if it worked, I'd do it. But see, it doesn't work. So I say to myself, oh, Linda, you stupid, you did it again. Guess what happens? Nothing. I go into paralysis. I go into shame. Self-abuse, self-rejection, this is not a divine idea. You see, this pleases no God anywhere. And it doesn't get me off the couch. If I'm hammering myself over every mistake I've ever made, we have to admit our mistakes and move on. Listen, we're just people. We're just people.
Yes.
So until it's okay with me, see, the challenge is, can I love myself even though this is my reality today?
Yes.
Can
that's
I love
compassion.
Myself? See, that's compassion. Because the truth is that in the divine perception, we are already loved. It cannot be otherwise, right? It's not like there's some God saying, hey, listen, I'll wait till you get it together, then I'm going to love you. Well, what is that? That's an old idea. The idea
that's
is
right.
like, oh,
that's
right, right? So the idea is, can I, even though, you know, whatever it is, even though, oh, God, I wish I'd lose the weight, I wish I, you know, whatever, whatever. I wish I had a better job.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I was living la vida loca. But the fact is, this is, can I know? Can I know that I am good and that everyone else is good and there is a divine presence that cannot be snuffed out by ordinary human limitation?
Mm.
See, anybody, it's easy to see the light when you don't have a body. Well, that's easy, right?
Yeah.
It's also, it's very easy. I mean, there's some circumstances, sure, when we get our way, very easy to see the light. Can I see light and goodness when things are not going my way? That's the walk of the old soul.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. So true, so true. Because, you know, and as I listen to you and Vanilla, you're next, as I listen to you, I hear it's like we have all this information that's coming to us, coming at us nowadays, but sometimes we go or read the information to correct something, to fix something, but the most important gift we can give to ourselves is, can I love myself even if my current reality doesn't match my soul's desire? Because I love when you said compassion is a holy act. If we can just love ourselves and see with real eyes that we are not only loved by God, but we are liked by God, that will transform how we see ourselves. Rebecca has some more questions, but let me go to Vanilla here. Vanilla Sky. That's a movie, I think. Vanilla
Sky. Right, okay, Vanilla Sky. All right, I love it.
Yeah, let's go to Vanilla. Let me go to another computer because so much energy here. One of my computers said, I got to meditate. This is a lot of information for me to handle at once. <Let's go> to, so I said, I knew that was going to happen. So I have a duplicate here. Let's go to Vanilla Smile from the United Kingdom. Hey, Vanilla.
Hello, Zane. Hello, Linda. Thank you.
Hello, Linda.
I'd like to share with you an experience that I had with the Akashic Fields or the Akashic Records that I had before I read about it, if that's okay. I was in what doctors might call psychosis, but I'd like to disagree with them. But I did have visions of being in a very spirally place.
Are you on the speakerphone? Vanilla,
yeah,
are you on the speakerphone?
Yeah, can you hear me?
We can hear you, but can you take it up the speakerphone? Because it has that speakerphone
sound,
and it's kind of hard to hear you.
I can take it up a notch. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Yeah? Okay,
yeah, go ahead.
Share with Linda and also the listeners as well an experience that I had of my own personal being in the Akashic Records. That's the only place I can think I could have gone because I've read about it since.
Mm-hmm.
I did go up there and I was bombarded by lots of information and I seemed to be editing it just like a roll of videotape.
Mm-hmm.
And taking out the bad parts of myself, of my being, and then I came back down into myself, my body,
mm-hmm.
and everything else was still spiraling and wrong around me, but I did feel some inner peace, and I felt that I had in an astral way managed to reach the Akashic Records. I've read about it since. My father's passed away, and I did get comfort of the fact at some point that he would be there. It's a massive roll of information that we can tap into, is what I got from it. And I haven't really read much about it, to be honest. I will look at your website now because I do very much admire what you're saying. And I was wondering if you come across anybody else that has felt they've astrally gone there and edited.
You know, Vanilla, this is good because, yes, many people, many, scores of people have had experiences and encounters, random encounters in the record. This is quite common. And people who are attracted, even people who are with us today, wherever they're listening from, right, so many are drawn to this because of previous direct impression of the record. This is quite common. And it's been this, so it is a dimension of consciousness that's very familiar to us. And some people like yourself, you had a very illuminated experience where you were awake for it, right? And you saw it. And there are people who get there through dreams. There are many, many ways to access the record.
My work is about accessing them consciously, responsibly, and deliberately, so that you are not in a you're not in an unconscious trance. I mean, I think you know, and it's not random. I mean, you can do this of your own volition. And the idea being that we are in a time where we are in a time of spiritual maturity, where we are more mature, certainly, than we were 200 years ago. And we have not only the opportunity, but the responsibility to have more conscious connections with our own soul. So I think it's quite beautiful, this experience you had. It's beautiful and wonderful. And I understand it's radical. It's a radical, it's a transformational moment for you. And I just, you know, and God bless you. It's beautiful. Thank you for sharing that with us.
Yes, indeed. Thank you, Vanilla Smile from UK. Oh. Birmingham, to be precise, I think it is. But anyway, not Birmingham, somewhere near there. But anyway, there's another question in the chat room by Rebecca, follow up where I guess she's added to the question. And I think it's important because when we talk about records, it's easy to, you know, intellectually, when we think of records, we think of things as written in a book. And she really wants to know is, but she understood that the records is actually written as in a hard copy, that is actually a place you can go to, like a physical place. And she wanted you to speak to that. I can't read the question specifically because of...
Okay, I know this question. People ask this. I'll tell you what. There are some people who say that the records are available on banana leaves in northern India. I've never been. I don't know. Okay. You know, I have no idea. I've never been there, and it's not on the, I don't have it on my list. You know, I'm not going there. That may be true. It may not be true. I haven't seen it. There are others who say that there is some, I don't know, some buried treasure off the coast, the eastern coast of South America. That may be true. I don't know. But see, this is not, if that is the case, I am not speaking to that. I'm not saying there can't be physical expressions of it. Certainly there may be. But that's not what, that's, I don't know anything about it. I certainly am no authority. I have nothing to say about that. It's the fact of the matter. What I do know is that there is this dimension of consciousness that, with which we are all intimately familiar because it is a part of who we are. And this is the age and time where we are waking up to both the opportunity and the responsibility of having more conscious relationship with our own soul so that we can truly lead soul-led lives. And that is a life from the inside out. Humanity has struggled for eons, leading lives from the outside in, and it has left us brokenhearted. And now is the chance for those who are connected to this, and people know, I mean, you know, you're like, I must find out about this, or, I mean, you know, people, it's a sense of knowing, we all have it, and everyone will at some point come into this more conscious connection, whether it's this lifetime or another lifetime, it doesn't matter, it's not a race, there's only now anyway. And the other thing is that people come to this work as a result of the prompting of their soul. It's a result of an inner prompting. It may look like your friend gave you the book. It may sound like somebody told you to go over here or, you know, somebody sent you to my website. But it's a result of the prompting of your soul. So I say take the hint. The other thing I just want you to know is that my first book, How to Read the Akashic Records, it's the first time it's the first time a how-to, like a primer, a manual, instruction for people, for regular people like ourselves. It's the first time that's ever been published. And my publisher, Sounds True, certainly took a risk in putting this out because, you know, it's always been known as like, oh, don't do that. But the fact of the matter is that it's time. It's time. I don't know if that's helpful, Rebecca, but and you know what? And I don't know. I mean, if there is a place, I mean, I think that's great. But I know most of us won't be able to get there. But I do know most of us have the, you know, we have the desire, we have the ability to make a more conscious connection with our own soul, and there's nowhere to go for that only within.
Only within, exactly. You are listening to Ask Life Coach at AonLifeConversationsRadio.com. We're talking about healing through the Akashic Records. My guest is Linda Howe. Her website is LindaHowe.com. The author of How to Read the Akashic Records for Yourself. Two questions I want to ask, and before I do that, Betty, if you need to interact with me, do it through the switchboard because I can't see my chat room right now. And I know there are lots more questions in the chat room, which I can't see. So, Betty, interact with me through the switchboard. So, real quick, I've got two questions that I must ask you before you go, Linda. It's just like bubbling. So, the first thing is, you talked about within is the way out. Within is where we access the record. And for me, I agree with you because if we are an extension of source, extension of God, extension of life, even if something is in a physical place, and we can connect with God, I really believe we have access to it. Because I'm not interested in limited spirituality and that we can only access who we are through somebody else. I just say, please. I have a way of expressing myself differently when I'm not on radio. But really, I just that's a lot of rubbish. But if there is a place, so be it. But if we go within, we are the extension of God. We are what God is. And I want to ask you this because... And I think that's where we get caught up sometimes. One question I want to ask you is, when you even talk about you don't go into a trance, what if someone said, well, I was reading my Akashic Records and this all the information was coming up, but how do I really trust that I wasn't making it up? You know, because it's been so simple. I mean, maybe I'm just trying to please myself. How does one know that the information they get from this Akashic Record that has everything about my life, my vibration, all God.
Okay. Listen, I get this, but here's the idea. First of all, you can't make it, I mean, you can only make up what's in your consciousness anyway. Listen, I've taught so many people, I'll have a room of, you know, 50 people all opening their records, asking about some past life situation. There are no two that are the same. Okay, you can only draw forth that which you're related to. So that's the first thing. The second thing is, and so I just want to put that out there, but the real issue is, how do I know it's the records? Well, I'll tell you. It's energy first, information second. It's that no matter what is communicated or conveyed, I have a sense of being known and loved. Okay, there is never any torment, ridicule, making fun, putting down. There's no sarcasm, there's no wisecracking. It is an environment of kindness and respect. If it's not kindness and respect, it's not the records. Okay? So I can have a real shortcoming pointed out to me in my records, and I never feel humiliated or ridiculed. It's more like, of course you have this problem, you're just a person. Okay? So the other thing is this, that when we're in... One of the things when we first start doing this is you have to give yourself a chance to be a beginner, right?
Mm.
You have to give yourself a chance to be a beginner. And so if you're willing to be a beginner and have an open mind, you're going to get a lot further, a lot faster. Okay? Mm. So that's one thing. The other thing is that in the space of the records are non-intrusive and non-invasive. And so it's really like an exchange, right? It's very relational. So it's very helpful to write things down. Because, see, when I'm in the space of the records, the most profound thing just seems like so matter of fact, so obvious, that I'll be in the records, I'll be like, so what's the big deal? But I make notes, yeah? And then a couple of weeks later, I look, and I'm like, oh, you know, this is really good. See, so that happens too. So it's helpful to make notes. The other thing is this. I just got lost. Darn. The results. Here's the thing. When I ask for the... This is not a good source of divination. It is a profound source of guidance, but it is not your best source of divination. So if you want fortune telling, go do something else. But if you're interested in moving into conscious alignment with who you are, this is wonderful. To that end, the records will make suggestions. Like, call your mother, go visit your sister, clean your room. Very, like, when I ask, what can I do for change in this and that? I want to meet my soulmate. They say, well, you have to make peace with your brother before you meet your soul. Mm. We're not sending the soulmate till you give up a little resentment like that. Okay, but here's the thing. I mean, so there's a natural sequence of unfolding. But here's the other thing, is that we can ultimately tell. Our greatest tool of discernment are our results. If the results are good, honorable, bring me peace of mind, bring me to dignity, dignify the people around me, enable me to love more than before, to treat others with more kindness and respect. I know I've been in the records. So you want to look at the quality of the results. And if they're mean-spirited, it's not the records. Listen, we have been so spoon-fed, and we have been victims of our own spirituality for centuries now. And this is different because in the records, it's like, wait a second, you can question them. You can ask, what do you mean? I don't understand this. You know, we don't have to take everything that comes to us as law. I mean, that's what got us in trouble. You know, the other thing is this. Right, the other thing is this. Is that we all know the truth when we hear it. We know it. We may not like it. It may make us very nervous. But we know the truth. The truth is always recognizable.
Yes.
Okay.
We know the truth. We know
we
the
know
truth,
it.
And it's about going within. It's about going within. And when we go within, we'll find our way out because we are one with the one. That's where it is. Lisa, I got to Linda, I got to ask you this question. I really got to ask you this question. I don't know if you can give us a short version of this, but I want to know, does the Akashic Records say anything about 2012? Because people are freaking out already. It's like, oh, my God,
yes.
We're going to die.
Yes. Of course. So here's the thing. From a records point of view, this 2012, I mean, it's the time we've been waiting for. Here are the ideas. I know we just have a minute. The first idea is this. The shift for humanity is from being externally identified and driven to internally, right? From leading lives that are, you know, from to being led into leading consciously soul-led lives, okay? That's the first thing, very big. The other piece to 2012 is this. We are shifting from, I'll call it inappropriate self-reliance, right? Inappropriate reliance on others. And the shift is into divine reliance. Right? Where our primary reliance is on the divine. And then, from that place, we have appropriate self-reliance and appropriate reliance on others. Because we are interdependent, right? It's just waking up and realizing, right, you know, the source is the source. And people are people. We gotta get everybody off the hook here. We're just people. Okay, that's the second thing, and so really my understanding and what I've seen in the record, I mean it's my own record, right, is that the Akashic Record as I'm teaching it is a bridge of light through which we can have direct encounter with the divine, enabling us to navigate times of radical change in peace, harmony, and dignity.
So true. And we feel it. And I've just been able to look in my chat room here as we get ready to release the show. Rebecca, you know, in truth, only you know what is true for you. And individually, we all have to go to whatever source or resource that we need to confirm what we feel. So it's like it's an opportunity for us to grow. And it's a beautiful thing. I mean, for me, when I shared this with Linda, even before the show, when we talked a few days ago, how just being able to have access to what matters to us, that's the time we're living now. And the information is there. If you want to find out more about Linda Howe, her website address is her name, lindahowe.com. She does classes and everything else that you want to find out. Pick up a copy of her book or two, read it, do your own research, and it's only you know what is real for you. And for some of us, it resonates. For some of us, it's like, ooh, this is going over my head. If it's going over your head, I would say to you, first of all, the fact that you're here, your soul brought you here. And if it's going over your head, it's okay. Then it says three premises of the book, of the record. Fear not, judge not, resist not. If you can remember that, wherever you are for yourself, fear not, judge not, resist not. I mean, that's love. And I am so grateful for you, Linda. I definitely would want us to create something where we can bring you back on a regular basis, because I think we just haven't even touched the tip of the iceberg here. And I thank you for your work. I thank you for being an example. I thank you for your passion. And I'm grateful that you said yes. And as we get into this show, is there anything you want to add or share before you go?
Oh, I do. Thank you so much. It's just, it's wonderful to be with you, and it's wonderful to be with, you know, just the people. I know we got to talk to, you know, Vanilla Smile and Celeste and Rebecca, and to everybody else who couldn't get their questions answered today. I just thank you all for being together. It is a wonderful thing that we can be together and have these conversations. So thank you very much, and I look forward to spending more time together in the future.
Oh, yes, it's going to happen. I claim it. I see it in the records that you and I are going to talk again on radio real soon.
Oh, wonderful. Thank
I'm not
you
making
so much.
It up. I'm not making it up. It's real. Thank you, Linda. I appreciate you. Have a wonderful day and continue to do what you do lovingly and compassionately. And thank you for saying yes.
Thank you.
Life is good, is getting better. You're listening to Ask Life Coach at AonLifeConversationsRadio.com. Wow, what a show. I'm definitely going to listen to this again, and I am so grateful, and I've been able to look at some of the things in the chat room. But like I said, Rebecca, if you have other information, go write the book and send me an email. You know how to reach me. So many ways to reach me. I'll bring you on to share your experience. And everybody else, we all have questions, and questions are good. If you don't ask, you don't know. So keep asking, keep searching, keep doing whatever you need to do to bring you peace. And we're going to keep doing what we do over here, and we create the space, the platform for people to share their truth. I am so grateful for all of you, for your love. Those of you listening on the phone line, Deborah, Mona, and Tamara. We can't get to the other calls, unfortunately. We've got people still online, got questions or comments. Thank you all for being here. Kamau, Soul 37, Teresa, Vanilla Smiles, Les, Donna, the Sefearless Lady, I Am My Art, Bill Smith, or Bell Smith even, Kathleen, Rebecca, Nahali, Kamau, let's see, Silent Listeners, those of you I missed, those of you stuck for a quick moment, thank you all for being here. We co-created this show, and I know this to be true, that what you heard today, your soul brought you here. Now go forth and multiply the consciousness of truth and allow this information, allow what came up for you, what you feel, what you sense, to take you to the next level. Because spirituality is simply about expressing love, and not just this sort of like emotional love. Love is freedom. Spirituality is about expressing the freedom that you are. Betty, thank you so much for all you're doing behind the scenes and screening and Facebooking and all the good stuff. We're back tomorrow with Ask Life Coach at AonLifeConversationsRadio.com. And excuse me, for those of you who are listening for the first time, we're here live Monday to Thursday, 12 to 1:30 p.m. Eastern. And every now and then, we have a tendency to extend the show. Why? Because we can. We don't have no corporation breathing over us saying, you got to end the show now, we got another show coming up. Yeah, we do. We are the one. So when you're in control of your own destiny, you get to do what you want to do. You get to play the songs you want to play. You get to share what you want to share. You get to bring whoever you want. I love it when you're free. I love it when I'm free. Now, speaking of music, if you know people that they've got songs, wonderful artists out there. Maybe you listen to their song and they sort of bring you transformation. Their music help you connect with yourself. And you say, well, the world needs to know about this. Well, direct them to Life Conversations Radio. If they are willing to give us permission to play their songs in writing, in email, send us an MP3 file of their song, we will be happy to play it. Once we listen to it and it resonates with what we're doing here,
tell them we'll play it. So if you know anyone, maybe an up-and-coming artist, the song is so healing, so soul-soothing. Life Conversations Radio welcomes all of that because we are about being the change we want to see. We can take our power back and not give it away. It's almost time to release the show. Thank you, thank you, thank you for who you are, for who you're being. And I tell you, final word, if there's one, the fact that you're alive today, the fact that you're here today is an indicator that you are a powerful being, a powerful human being, because things are changing, things are crumbling, things are breaking down. And if you're alive today, if you're here, pat yourself on the back. You actually chose to be here. You said, I want to be here for this time. So spend less time debating, but spend more time being with yourself. Don't beat yourself up if you can lift yourself up. It's all about compassion. It's all about understanding. It's all about love and the love that sets you free, not the love that separates. It's all about going within. Ricky Bias is going to come and share that with us. Lisa Williams. I have Linda today. Lisa Williams is going to join us on Thursday, 12 p.m. Eastern. Make sure you listen to the show. You can listen to the archives as well. You can download the show. Then do share the show with your friends, your family, your lovers, your haters. Yes, your enemies, because your enemy is your remedy. Because once you learn to embrace your enemy, you realize they weren't an enemy after all. They were just a healing angel. They were helping you activate the light that you are. Because we are one. We are one. We are one. And let's go here. I think that's it. Thank you all for listening. We'll be back tomorrow, 12 p.m. Eastern. And what else can I say? Mr. P, what do you think about this show? What do you think about Life Conversations?
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
I double dog dare you to live your best life. Let's ground. You know, sometimes people say, well, I don't know about your radio. I have to come online to listen, but I'm not sure. Why should I listen? Let's ground. Tell them why they should listen.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Ain't that right, Tamara? I just saw your number. Welcome, Tamara. And Mark Victor Hansen. You know, if that doesn't work, you just tell them why they need to listen to us every day, 24 hours a day, why they should not go a day without Life Coach Ade. Oops, help me.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Oops, I got excited there. Enjoy the show. We host the best shows in the planet.
Life Conversations Radio. Giving a voice back to the community, to the community, to the community, to the community, to the community.
Giving a voice back, we're activating your voice, your chakra, your fifth chakra. Is it fifth? Yes, it is. Let's see. One, two, three, four, five. No, it's the fifth one, isn't it? Celeste will tell me. Well, the throat chakra, whatever, fifth to fourth. Who's counting? I'm not. Go within, Ade. This is Ricky Byers Beckwith and saying everything you need to know about who you are, what you're going through and growing through. It's all within. When you go within, you will find the way out. Ricky Byers Beckwith, you can find out more about her by going to her website, weletitbe.com. Weletitbe.com is Ricky Byers Beckwith's website address. And she's reminding us from within. That's where everything is happening. Thank you all for being here. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you. And I thank God for you. Be still, be grateful, and be true to yourself. I'm out of here.
I let my heart
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move. Life Conversations, we dare you to live your best life.